In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So last evening, beloved in Christ, after Great Vespers, we moved one of the icons that was in the narthex. It had been there for quite a while. You'll see as you enter the church on the north side here, the icon of All Saints of North America. So we took that out to, this was just a temporary spot, we took it out to the shrine that's on the church side of the church, kind of at the edge of the parish house lawn before Indian Hill Road. And we set it up in a shrine and said a little prayer of blessing on that. Just want to make you all aware of that, first of all. That was a Teen Soyo project. They were inspired by shrines at the Antiochian Village. You know, they have in various places on the property beautiful icons, and they're housed in a wooden house, and you can go there and venerate them and pray outdoors. So we have that now here, and I'm very happy that the teens themselves chose this project, and they decided on the saint, or the saints in this case. This is the Synaxis of All the Saints of North America. And I personally really like that idea, although they chose it, of Saints of North America. Because, you know, it's obvious that North America needs the Orthodox understanding of sanctity. We're kind of in the minority here with so many Protestant denominations in large numbers and so prevalent. Orthodoxy and Roman Catholicism, which venerate saints and honor them and tell their stories and keep a calendar, we're in the minority. So I think North America needs to learn about our understanding of sanctity. And I think our learning about the saints of North America is a great place to start. So we love saints in the Orthodox Church, obviously. We grew up with saints, we keep the calendars, we learn about them, we teach about them, and children also love to learn about saints. One of the questions we hear often is something like, well, who is the oldest saint? Or who was the first saint? Or is there a greater saint than another saint? Well, today, we could say that John the Baptist, whom we remember, whose nativity we remember, he's really up there. If we could say there's one of the greatest saints ever, someone who's right at the top, well, look at the prominent place he has on our iconostasis. And that's any iconostasis in any Orthodox church you go to. There's John. Right there on that side of Christ, always. So John is one of the greatest. Number one, look how many titles he has, right? Look how many names we call him by. Honorable, glorious, prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John. That's what we call him on a weekday service when he's remembered on a Tuesday. That's just the regular appellation to his title. Our hymns for the feast address him as angel, prophet, apostle, soldier, forerunner, Baptist, herald of repentance, voice of the word, guide of the light. These are all titles for John. Second, we can tell he's so important because usually in the church, how do we remember saints? We remember them on their death, right? See, in the world, we remember birthdays and we celebrate somebody's birth into the world. But with the saints, we remember their birth in heaven. So it's always on the date that they repose or they're martyred. That's where their memorial comes up. There are a few instances, and I think there's only three that I know of, where we remember not only the death, but the birth. And not only the death and the birth, but the moment they were conceived by their parents, because their birth and their coming into the world was such a blessed event. And John is one of those, right? We have so many feast days for John. We could tell he's important. We remember the Virgin Mary's conception, her birth, and her death. And John as well. Those are the only two saints that I know of where we remember all those things about them. So John is one of the great ones. The third reason, and the third thing, probably the most important we can point to, is the words of Jesus himself in the Gospels. And Jesus says of John, he says, "Of those born of women, of those born of a woman, there is none greater than John. John is the greatest of those born of woman." So think about that statement for a minute, and it's kind of curious, because we might say, well, you know, isn't everybody born of a woman? You can't come into the world without being born of a woman. True. But what do we know about the Christian faith and this new covenant? See, Jesus is not only praising John in that statement, but he's telling us how much greater we are as children of God under the new covenant. John, as great as he is, falls under the old covenant. He's the one who set the way and paved the way for Jesus. He was the one who came before. And John has these beautiful confessions of faith in the Gospels. He says about Jesus, "There's one coming after me who was before me, and whose sandal I'm not worthy to stoop down and tie," whose sandal strap. Because they were asking John, "Are you the Christ? Are you the one who is to come?" But John very clearly confessed and witnessed to Jesus as being the Christ. And in another place he says, "He, Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease." Another marvelous and very eloquent testimony to Jesus Christ, what John was sent to do. So as great as John is, even greater are those who are born from above under the new covenant. Remember, in order to be children of God, we have to be born again, or born from above, as it says in the Gospels. And the prologue of John's Gospel tells us very clearly, the children of God are not born of the will of man, they're not born of the flesh, but they are born of God. So we have a reason today, beloved in Christ, to celebrate. Celebrate the life of John the Baptist and all the many wonderful things he did in his ministry to prepare the way for Jesus to come into the world. We can learn by his confession of faith and his witness, "He must increase, but I must decrease." And we can rejoice in this new covenant that we have with God, and rejoice that the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than even the greatest one born of a woman. Really a remarkable statement in the Gospels. It teaches us how great and how awesome this faith of ours is. How blessed we are to have salvation in Jesus Christ and to be children of God through that new covenant. So we praise John today, we point to him, we honor him, we sing his hymns, and we ask for his prayers for us. If it weren't for John coming into the world to make the path straight, we wouldn't have the salvation we have in Jesus Christ. May his intercessions save us, may our God have mercy on us, and may we all be blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.